I'm chatting with Sean Ashton, Head of Investments at Private Clients by Old Mutual Wealth. Sean, appreciate the time. There's a lot of talk around at the moment, the concentration of stocks in the S&P 500. You've crunched some data on the S&P looking at returns generated by the large stocks. And tell me what you found, because generally, this is not a new phenomenon. It might be bigger than usual, but returns usually come from a fairly concentrated a number of large caps.
It's true. And I think that there's this adage that many will be perhaps aware of, that a few key stocks drive most of the returns in one's portfolio over time. But increasingly so, that's actually true for entire large so-called diversified indices. And we did an exercise looking at the S&P 500 and the constitution of returns going back to 2010 for each year. So we kind of broke it up into each year. And what we did is we said, okay, let's exclude the years where you've had negative returns, because then the maths doesn't work so well. But for years where you've had positive returns and kind of north of 5% a year, so like a normal, typical year, what proportion of returns have come from the top 5, 10, 20 contributors? So not necessarily the largest companies, but the biggest contributors to return. And it's interesting, over that time frame, on average, about your top five contributors to returns have tended to have generated on average about 29% of the return of the index in any given year, so quite sizable. So that talks the kind of concentration of returns, generally speaking. But when we look at the last 2 years, in 2024, that metric was 46%. And year-to-date, it's 65%. So just think about that for a moment. Two-thirds of the return of the S&P 500 has come from five shares, right?
Yeah.
It's actually it's a crazy statistic, and it's got enormous implications for people who are trying to manage, run actively managed portfolios, and for even if you just own a passive index, just understand that it's like a handful of stocks that have given you your returns.
Yeah, if you've got a passive, the short version is you're not as diversified as your returns are not as diversified as you think. For an active manager, which is the space where you sit, I mean, what is then the response? Because, I mean, you've got to be involved to some degree in those stocks, I imagine.
Absolutely. So look, and it also stands to reason that the biggest contributors that we've seen in the last year or two have been the usual suspects. So your biggest names as well have tended to have delivered the highest return contribution to the index, which is a function of A, their starting size, and B, the percentage gains that they've delivered. So the usual suspects being Nvidia, Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, in varying proportions, though, those have been kind of main features in the last 2 years. There have been some new names this year, though. So a company like Broadcom at the listed number four, Palantir Technologies, many wouldn't have even heard of that company up until fairly recently. And that's up 100% year to date, right? and has delivered a fairly sizable return to the index. I also think that it's important to note that we have seen some signs of a rotation and a broadening out of markets in the last literally month. Mm-hmm. So all the data I'm talking about and the note that we wrote was kind of through the middle of August. But subsequent to that time frame, and especially so since the Jackson Hole Federal Reserve Conference, where we've seen some signs of a pivot towards easier monetary policy going forward. Mm-hmm. The parts of the market that stand to potentially benefit disproportionately from lower interest rates, you've begun to see some more participation there. So, the interest rate sensitive sectors of the market, things like the Russell 2000, have started to break out again on a relative basis. And in the financial space, your banks have done well. And any business that's exposed to real estate or the real estate market in some shape or form could potentially benefit from lower rates. We've seen some early signs of returns emerging there.
But then this is where the active manager, such as yourself, really needs to earn their stripes. Because if 65% is from that, and we're talking this year and the numbers change, but 65% is the return. The other 35, which you've got to go and find, is the challenge. And as I say, that's really where you and your colleagues earn the stripes.
For sure. Look, and it's not to say that one should not have exposure to the big companies.
Sure.
You've got to think thoughtfully about that. So obviously, if you've missed one or two key names this year as an active manager, or even in the last couple of years, your returns have probably looked very different to the index. Mm-hmm. So one has to be pragmatic about saying we're not going to not own the biggest companies just because we want to look different. You've got to look at each one and say, yeah, does the investment case stack up for us right now in this company? Obviously, like as a house, we don't own Tesla at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's obviously a very large company. It attracts varying market opinions, but obviously it doesn't stack up on a quality basis on the basis of many metrics we look at. Yeah, but businesses like Alphabet, great valuation fairly recently, kind of underappreciated by the market, and you've seen those returns come through. We've been overweight a name like that, so that's worked quite well for us.
I take your point. I mean, Alphabet, case in point, as you say, I mean, at one point was just, I think it was in a PE of 18 and the S&P was 23.
High teens, absolutely. And then there was this big regulatory overhang that has subsequently been resolved as a result of them not having to dispose of their of their Chrome business. So you've seen that rating move a lot closer to a peer like Meta, for example.
Yeah, so there's always going to be the opportunity. It's just it's finding it in that other 35 is often the challenge. Sean Ashton, Head of Investments, Private Clients, Old Mutual Wealth. Appreciate the time.